call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app so you can hear our broadcast on the go. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. And I hope you're taking these nuggets and running with them to live the best life you can live. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad Detailing, CEO and owner Terry Ingram, Half Wheels Will Clean down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Today I will be talking about, are you being thankful? During this pandemic, it has just turned our life upside down, and people are losing their minds. They don't know what to do. So I'm going to give you some nuggets on how to be thankful during this pandemic. Now, first of all, I'll be defining what the word thankful means. It's a conscious benefit received for what we're about to receive. Also, it is that you are aware and appreciative of a benefit, that you are grateful. Now, when you are thankful, you are very happy and relieved to have something or that something has happened. So what are things we need to be thankful for during this pandemic? The first thing we need to be thankful for, and if you do not have a relationship with God, I challenge you to establish that personal, intimate relationship with God, because without God, we can do nothing. We can be nothing. He is in control of this world. I tell you, get that relationship with him and your life will never, never, never be the same. It's a lot of despair and depression and suicidal thoughts people are going to during this time. Jesus is the answer. I mean, he will turn your life around that 360 degree so fast you will not know what hit you. So that's the first thing we need to be thankful for, is that we have a personal relationship with God. And if we don't, we need to start today and establish that personal relationship with him. Because when you do, all will be well. The second thing we need to be thankful for is life. Every day that he gives you breath to open your eyes and wake up to see a brand new day, new mercies and grace is yours. Think of something you can do to be a blessing to someone else. Life, because that's what we're here for, to be a blessing to someone else. Third thing we need to be thankful for is to have a job. I mean, I talk to a lot of people and they're complaining about, you know, they're stuck in the house having to work. That's the best position to be in. I've been working at home for over 8 years now, and I tell you, I thank God every day that I can work from home and don't have to be around a lot of people that's not positive. So if you have a job working from home, you better get ready, because this may be the new wave. If you're not working from home, it may be a wave to start your own business. And with that, you'll still be working from home, okay? So be thankful that you have a job, even if you do have to work from home. It's a lot of unemployed people right now, and I know they're running scared because they don't know what tomorrow will bring for them. So if you have a job, stop complaining about it. Be thankful that you have the means of survival. The fourth thing you need to be thankful for is that you have a home. There still is a lot of homeless people out here as well. I thank God people are stepping up, feeding the homeless, churches and nonprofit organizations. I do a shout-out to you. My hat goes off to you for thinking of your fellow man that's out in the street. So just be thankful every day that you have a home and that you have a bed and that you have food. Some of us take that for granted, but once you go outside and see that man standing on the corner or standing on the bridge with a sign talking about he's hungry, that's the time to be grateful that you have a house. And that your house is fully furnished, and that your refrigerator is full of food. Now, the fifth thing we need to be thankful for, like I said, is that we have food. So the job provides the finances to get us the food, so we need to be thankful that we have food to eat. Even though the government is stepping up, giving people food stamps, that's, I'm sure, is not enough for you to survive month to month. So just be thankful you have food in your refrigerator. And the next one, the sixth thing, I tell you, every morning I get up and get in that shower, I be almost about to shout, doing a hallelujah shout that I have some hot water, okay? A lot of people take that for granted as well. So I thank God every day that I can take a shower with hot water and it doesn't run cold. The next thing, the number seventh thing we need to be thankful for is that we have a car. A lot of people have to take public transportation. And I tell you, I don't think I would like to do that every day. I've had to, at one point in my life, take that transportation, public transportation, and I just didn't like it. So thank God that you have a car that you can get in and drive wherever you want to, whenever you want to. You don't have to stand and wait for a bus. You don't have to call a taxi. You don't have to use a Uber. So be thankful if God has given you a car. The eighth thing we need to be thankful for, if your parents are still living, you need to show them some love. You need to spend time with them. You need to go see them. I know it's not safe during this pandemic, but if you have living parents or if you have a living parent, if you can't call them, we got Zoom, we got Ring Central, we got all ways that you can do on the internet to just touch bases with your parents and your other relatives that may be out of town that you're not close to see. There is no excuse that you cannot talk to your parents every day. There's no excuse. And, portal, get a portal, do something. Because it's really more interesting to be able to see them on a portal or a Zoom or a Ring Central, to see them laughing and, it's like they're right there in your home. So be thankful that you have a parent. Be thankful that your parents are still living and show them love. Go visit, call them, do something good for them. Also, the number ninth thing to be thankful for, if you have children. I know they can get on your nerves sometimes, but look, they are a blessing from God. And when you get old, you're going to appreciate that you have some children, because a lot of people put their career in front of them and never have any children. So when they get old, you know, they'll end up in a rest home somewhere if a relative don't want to take them in. So be thankful for your children. Treat them as a blessing, because they're going to be the ones that's going to have to take care of you if you make it to be old, okay? Like Doc McKenzie say, man, how you treat old people, because one day you're going to be old too. So treat your children with love as well. Make sure you are preparing them to be successful in this world. It's a lot of stuff going on right now during this pandemic that you can teach your children and train your children up in the way that God has commanded you to do. The last thing you should be thankful for is that you have some friends, positive friends, visionary friends. Those are the kind of friends that you want. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in trying to fix people and trying to change people. We can't change anyone. The only person you can change is yourself. And if you're in a relationship trying to change someone else, I'm quite sure you're miserable right about now. Only God can change people. He may send you in to be a vessel to lead and guide this person, but he is the only one that can change that person's heart. So don't go around trying to change people because you don't have that power. You can only be there to encourage them to be the best that they can be, because it's up to an individual whether they want to change or not, because you can't make anybody change. They're going to have the want in their heart to change and have a better life. I've seen so many people stuck, and it makes me cry every time I see people stuck in the past and seems like they just can't move forward. And they know they're miserable, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to accept things that you advise them or suggestions that you give them that they may can live a better life. And they just don't know that there's a better life. There's a better life. You just need to be receptive and open-minded. There's a lot of closed-minded people in this world, so you got to open your mind and be receptive to new things. Like God said, he's doing a new thing. And forget your past and press forward on to the mark of the high calling. So those are a few nuggets that I want to challenge you to be thankful for during this pandemic. Because this virus is sticking around for a reason. I haven't figured it out, but it's going to seem like it's going to be here for a minute. So we're going to have to pivot and make a change and deal with the changes that we are being forced to live in this day. Because when it's all over, it's going to be a new day for all of us. And it's going to be a better day, hopefully, for most of us. Some of us is not, but most of us, I think it's going to be a better and more exciting life once this virus is gone. It's just sad to, you know, go outside and see everybody with these masks on. You seem like you're walking in a twilight zone. At least I know that's the way I feel. It's real, real strange to be living in these days and time, I tell you. So let me recap. To be thankful for, you need to be thankful for your personal relationship with God. You need to be thinking that he gave you life, breath, and strength to see another day. You need to be thankful that he has given you a job where you don't have to receive unemployment and depend on the government. He is your provider. You need to be thankful that you have a home, that you can not be homeless. You need to be thankful that there's food in the refrigerator. You need to be thankful that you got hot water to take a shower every day and a bath. Some people choose to do that. Make sure that water is hot. So be thankful for that. Also be thankful for that you have a vehicle that you can just jump in and go where you want to go, when you want to go, when you want to go and where you want to go, and not have to wait on buses or public transportation. Also be thankful that your parents are still alive. My mom is 100 years old, and I tell you, I appreciate her every day. I have to call her and make sure she's good. So love your parents while they're on this earth, because once they're gone, I tell you, you're going to have a different day. Also, the children that God has given you, be a blessing. They are a blessing. That's why God sent them here. Train them up in the way that when they get old, they will not depart from your training. And the last thing, friends. Friends are far and beyond, but if you have a true friend, treasure that. I mean, people try to be your friend, but you'll know a true friend because they'll be with you through the thick and thin. They're not wishy-washy, here today and gone tomorrow. Here when they down and when they up, gone. That's not a friend at all. So a true friend will stick with you through the thick and thin and be with you to the end. Again, broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app so you can hear our broadcast on the go. We're live from New York City talking about any and everything. We're the hottest podcast on the earth right now. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad Detailing, CEO and owner Terry Ingram Jr., Half Wheels Wheel Clean down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Also, my book is out, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. And I'm very, very excited. I launched my audio book last week. So if you don't have time to read, you can hear my voice, and I will read for you, okay? So both of those are on lindamonroe.com. Go get the copy of the audio or the hard copy. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. All is well, y'all. This too shall pass, and God is still in control. And until next week, I love you, and God does too. Bye-bye.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves, and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.